Funeral services provide mourners a place to express the many feelings that accompany the loss of a loved one. But the coronavirus pandemic has changed and sometimes prevented funerals altogether. Canonsburg resident Kathy Slenchak lost her mother to cancer this summer. She tells 90.5 WESA's Kylie Kaczynski that while her family hasn't been able to hold a funeral yet, she's found other ways to channel her grief.
Jean was a Slovak and a Catholic, so I'm sure the plan in another dimension when this pandemic isn't happening would have been to have a full Catholic mass. Is that right?
That is correct.
So what did you guys do instead?
Well, the week that my mother died, she was able to have last rites with the priest from the church at the Beloved Disciple in Grove City, where she was in the nursing home. And I know that gave my mother great comfort, and it certainly gave our family great comfort.
So your mom passed pretty soon after doctors detected tumors in her liver and pancreas, but you were able to visit with her a few times during her final week and on the night she died. Can you tell me how you spent those final moments with her?
We spent most of that time just calling her other three children and her four grandchildren because they didn't have the luxury of being there in person. And then the night that she died, my sister Michelle had held one of her hands and I held the other hand. And we just waited all night until she peacefully passed away that morning.
As you mentioned, you're one of five kids. You've got a few siblings in Western Pennsylvania, but two sisters. One lives in South Carolina and one in Texas. How soon did it become apparent that a full mass, a full service wouldn't be doable, at least not right away?
Well, we knew that because the quarantine regulations that Pennsylvania had at the time, they would have had to quarantine their families for 14 days before we could even do that. And secondly, the church wasn't holding large gatherings, so it really wasn't even an option.
You lost your father, Steve, 20 years ago. What kind of celebration of his life did your family put together?
Well, I'll tell you, that's why this was so hard not to have a service for my mom, because we saw how rewarding having a service was. When our dad died, literally 2 hours later, our neighbors were bringing food and flowers. And for 2 days at the funeral home, we had lines wrapped around the block. We had a full mass and we had a large luncheon. And we felt complete because we were surrounded by people and by love and by everybody that cared for us and our dad.
What was it like the weekend your mother died? It must have felt very isolating without those people physically gathering around
you. It was, because it was just my sister and I. And we were there when she died. We went to the funeral home. We signed a few papers. They let us see our mom one more time. My sister and I both went to our respective homes and we made calls and we worked on editing the obituary. And obviously we had lots of texts and phone calls, but we didn't have visits and the rest of our family was out of town and out of state. And it was just very, very difficult, very sad and lonely.
In lieu of a service and flowers, you had asked people to donate to the Grove City Library. How would your mom have reacted to that and how did the donations go?
I'll tell you what, that's what makes me the most proud, because we really couldn't have the services we wanted. And my mom raising five kids, I'm sure she made 1,000 trips to that library. They were able to buy adult books. They were able to replace children's books and buy hotspots for the school kids in Grove City that were starting back to school. And that made me so happy and gave me such satisfaction. And I know my mom would have been so proud.
Another way you honored your mother is continuing a Christmas tradition you had done for years, sending a card to the nursing home. Can you tell me about how that changed this year?
Once she had to go in the nursing home 17 years ago, we started doing a Christmas letter just with pictures of her grandchildren and updating everybody on what was going on with the Christmas letter. And so typically I didn't do that for myself, but this year I did one. And I said, our parents gave us the gift of family, and I want to honor my mother's memory this year with sharing her family with you. And I sent pictures of all her grandkids and her great-granddaughter and a detailed letter about what everybody was doing. And I know my mom would have been so proud.
That's really beautiful. So what will you do when you and your siblings can get together in person to remember your mother?
Well, we talk about that because I think about all the people this year that died naturally and the 300,000 people that died from COVID so far. And I'm not sure that all of us can have services next year. I think that we've been healing and grieving in different ways. But I know the one thing for sure that we'll do is walk the farm where my mother grew up on, and we will scatter her ashes, because that really was something that was meaningful to her.
Kathy, thanks so much for telling us your family story. And I am so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
That was Kathy Slenchak speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kylie Kaczynski.